Hello, you're listening to the Lost Trail Runner podcast. This is Ron coming to you from the little town of Lilburn, northeast of Atlanta in the state of Georgia. I do most of my running at Stone Mountain Park, which is approximately 6 miles from my palatial podcasting studio. My website is www.losttrailrunner.com. This is episode 96 of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. I'm out on my Sunday morning run. I decided I would do a little recording. I got my Zoom H1 out, put a lapel mic on it, clipped it on my shirt, got my earbuds on so I can hear when I'm recording. And I thought I'd do it. Episode 96 of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. I have my thresholds on my Garmin set a high of 124, low of 108. It's going to be an easy run today. Of course, you couldn't tell that by the way I'm breathing, right? My first mile is usually my worst in these things because it's like my warm-up mile. I don't seem to get in rhythm until after about a mile. So, I huff and puff until I finally get going. Anyway, you may be wondering what I've been doing for the past so many months since I haven't recorded so long. I've just been doing my normal thing. Running on the trails at Stone Mountain, running on the roads around my house. I have been using a Runkeeper 10K program to keep me honest, but that's kind of collapsed here in the last couple of weeks due to I went into the program on the web to adjust dates because I wanted to move it farther out. And I didn't realize that when you move the dates, it leaves the workouts that you've already done in there. So you can't go back and click them showing you've done them. So until I catch back up to where I was, all my workouts are already done. So I've been pretty much just running whatever I wanted until I get to that point, which is kind of screwed me up. What I've done pretty much is since I run with Laura on Tuesdays and Wednesdays usually, there's my first mile. I think it was about a 13-minute pace there. Anyway, since I usually run with Laura on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, my schedule basically is run Tuesday and Wednesday, run Saturday and Sunday. And my best intentions were to get my bike trainer set up and ride my bike trainer on the other days using one of those Sufferlandian videos from the Sufferfest. It's a workout. So far, I've successfully skipped every one of those I planned. I haven't been doing well at all with the bike part. I, for some reason, just don't like riding inside, I guess, but the weather's starting to improve somewhat. Like today, I came out and it's sunny and in the 50s right now. So it's a nice day for a run and really be a good day for a bike ride. But it's so much easier to run because you don't have all the paraphernalia, you know, with my bike, and I got to pump my tires up, and I got to put on my bike kit, and I got to put on my shoes with the cleats. I got to, you know, the whole thing. It's really not that big of a deal, but when you can just put on your shoes and go out the door and run, that's a whole lot easier. So that's mostly what I do, except those days that I skipped it, I should have been riding my bike trainer. This is one of those days that I don't know if it means you're overtrained or what, when your heart rate doesn't go up very high when you're out running. I got to set the top threshold at 124, which I thought was pretty low because I've been running between 124 and 134 for my Maffetone level. And today I went, well, I'll just go slower. So I set it for a 124 and a 108. I have no problem going below 108, but getting up to 124 is getting to be difficult. So I'm running up a hill right now, so we'll see how that goes. If I can peg it out doing that. I got in a little over 6 miles yesterday, running over Lilburn Park and back. And I wore my Hoka. I got to 124. I wore my Hoka Bondi 2s, and everything was fine. Then yesterday afternoon, I took my grandson David over to Yellow River to walk on the trails, and I put my new Ultra Olympuses on without any orthotics on them, just what they came with. And for some reason, my left little toe just hurt. I mean, I don't know what the deal was. And I couldn't figure out. I mean, I'd take the shoe off and reach in there. There was just nothing in the way. So I decided, well, what I'll do today is put my orthotics in them. I still are a zero drop even with my orthotics. And running them. And right now, my left foot, it's like the shoestring is hurting the top of my foot. I mean, for no apparent reason. It's just strange. But the shoes are comfortable. And my little toe is still hurting a little bit, but not like yesterday. Yeah, I hit my peak there. So I guess I'll work the kinks out of this eventually. Hopefully, since I got another pair showing up Monday. This was originally going to be a easy 6 miler, and before I got out the door, I went into Garmin Connect and changed it to 7 and loaded it into my watch. So who knows if I'll do 7 or not. But we'll see. It's an awful nice day. So anyway, back to that training plan thing. Since it got me out of whack by already having all those workouts completed in Runkeeper, I just started adding my own in those 4 runs during the week. I mostly have a 3 miler on Tuesday, a 4 miler on Wednesday, 3 miler on Saturday, and a 6 or 7 miler on Sunday. But yesterday I went out with the intentions of doing a 3 miler, did 6, down to Lilburn Park and back. Felt pretty good. So, and it was a day similar to today. Sunny, warm enough to wear shorts. I do have a long sleeve shirt on. Using my heart rate to run and walk, I guess it's still considered a Galloway type thing, but based on heart rate instead of time, which seems to work pretty good for me. Today, I'm just having trouble getting the 124. I've made it a couple times. Running towards Parkview High School, which is about onto the track, is a pretty much 2.5 miles from my house. So I can easily get a 5 mile run in, going to Parkview and back. Got a 124. I'm out on Cole Road now on the sidewalk. You can hear cars going by. I just came out of the neighborhood. What can we talk about? I was thinking all the different kinds of plans I've gone through since I've been running. I've used Arthur Lydiard's Hard Easy, but that was when I was hardcore because it was based on time, and it was like you're running 60 minutes every other day, and on Saturday or Sunday you're running an hour and a half. Well, back then, 60 minutes was over 6 miles. So, getting better mileage in. Now, 60 minutes, I'm lucky to get 5 in. In fact, normally, in about an hour and 5 minutes, I get 5 in. So, I'm not running that fast anymore. But there's been many years since then and now. So I did Lydiard. I've done some Hal Higdon training plans. And then of course, when I used to go up to Brevard, North Carolina and Asheville, North Carolina to Roy Benson's running camps in the summer, I got into his effort-based running, and he's a heart monitor guru type guy. So that's where I got into using the heart rate monitor. And then I started doing Galloway training. When his first book first came out, and it wasn't based on run walk then. And he had some good plans in that. And now I'm kind of using Maffetone heart rate with Galloway run walk using a Runkeeper plan. That's variety, isn't it? But you know, I switch them up, and I was looking around at some of the training books I've got. I ought to pull Roy Benson's book out. I think it's called Running Secrets or something like that. His latest. And maybe look at it and use it for a while. But all the time using run walk. I always do that now. Even though I use heart rate or whatever, you know. I don't know if that's just a sign of getting old or what. Let's see what I'm averaging here. Overall, 13, 14. How was I? Try to stay under about 13 and a half. It's fine with me. I've just run under the campus of Camp Creek Elementary School. They've got a little track behind the school. I'm gonna do a loop on it. And Parkview's next door. And of course they've got a big track. I'll run a loop around that. I got construction here with barricade tape and everything else. See if I can go around this track without running construction material. This is so much nicer when the sun's like this. No wind today. There's a barricade there too, but I can go over it. I think it was Wednesday I went out to Stone Mountain and met Laura in the afternoon, and I was going to record, which I did. I recorded for 1 hour and 3 minutes, but it was so windy that the quality of the recording was so crappy that I decided not to use it. And that's why I'm doing this one today. And hopefully it'll be better. I mean, there's a little breeze, but not like the other day. I mean, it was hurricane force winds. I might retrieve a little bit of it, put it in this podcast. Well, let's get back to what I've been doing, because I haven't recorded since before the first of the year on this one. And I don't know if any of y'all listen to my Ron's Update podcast. I've been doing that one much more consistently. So I may, in fact, I know I will, I'll be going over some of the same things that I recorded on those podcasts. Anyway, in my Ron's Update podcast, I've pretty much gone over the various things I've done since the first of the year, but I'll go over it again just to have it on Lost Trail Runner, since I haven't recorded for a while. I got the year started out fairly good with a run on January 1st, the Resolution Run Atlanta Track Club 4-mile race in Brookhaven, small town towards Atlanta, just a little bit north of downtown Atlanta. And I hadn't run a race in quite a while, so I didn't know what to expect. And my biggest mistake was I didn't warm up before the race. So when it started, my first mile was pathetic, to say the least. Plus, I felt tight, you know, across my shoulders. Felt like I was breathing hard, all that kind of stuff for an 11:20 something pace. Oh, I went, oh man, this is gonna be terrible. Well, I had my gym boss timer with me, so I switched it on to running 45 seconds and walking 15. And once I got in the rhythm, I felt a whole lot better after the first mile was over anyway, but my pace picked up, and the second, third, and fourth mile that I ran helped, because I averaged like 10:50 for the whole race. I think there were about 8 people in the age group, and I don't even remember what place I came in now. I think it was 5th. Four ahead of me, 3 behind me. So I felt pretty good with my final result, having not run any races for a while. But I knew I had a long way to go. So, and I was doing my Runkeeper training program during this period. And I kind of semi still am, so anyway, that was on the 1st of January. Then don't know if it was 2 weeks later. I think it was about 2 weeks later. The track club had a 5 and 10K race down in Peachtree City. So I went down there, and it was overcast, cloudy day. And I thought it was going to be a miserable race because the wind was blowing. But once I got going, I felt okay. And I think I ran my first mile pretty close to 10-minute pace. Even might have been a 9, something like 9:58 in that range. And of course, the last 2 miles, I did kind of slow down a little bit, but my average overall pace for that race was like 10:09, I think. So I dropped my first race from 10:50 pace to 10:09 pace. So I was going, well, that's a good improvement. Things are looking up. Then on February 7th, the track club had a third race. It was a 5K, Hearts and Souls 5K at Perimeter College in Panthersville, which is east of Atlanta. And I did some considerable warm-up before that race. I jogged around the parking lot quite a lot. And when the race start happened, I felt pretty good. I go, well, that worked out. And plus, it's a good course. It's an out-and-back course. It runs out to a school. And then there's a little loop in the school lot. And then you come back. So I was hitting right at 10-minute pace most of that race. And I averaged, when I finished, my average was 10:02. So I came down from 10:09 to 10:02. For a 5K. Now, I have to admit that I was going to say maybe the Peachtree City course was a harder course, but it wasn't. It had little rolling hills, but a lot of it was run on golf cart paths because Peachtree City has cart paths everywhere. Their town is designed that way. You don't have to own a car down here. Get on a cart, golf cart, and drive anywhere pretty much. Not on roads. So the third race, the first half mile's uphill. Then you turn a corner and go down for a while, and it levels off. And then it's flat, completely flat, all the way to the school. And then you turn around and repeat the same coming back the other way. So coming back, you have a longer hill that basically is in the third mile, because I think it's about a half mile up when you're starting coming up the first part. So you go up a ways, but then your finish is great because you're going down the hill. You ran up the first mile to the finish. So that's, I got a 10:02 average there, but I forgot what my age group place was now. I'd have to look it up. I've been hitting right around 5th and 6th in the age group. I've never finished 7th, 8th, or 9th, and I don't think I finished 4th. You get 20 points for 5th place, so I think 5th's the best I've finished. So I got that done. That was the 7th of February. And then on the 17th of February, is the Run the Reagan, which is a race in Snellville, Georgia, and they have a 5K, a 10K, and a half marathon. And I had registered for the Galloway half marathon, the virtual half, because I wasn't able to run the race on the 14th of December. But he made an option where if you couldn't run, you could register for the race and run a time on a 13.1 course using your Garmin, or you could run another half marathon and turn your time in and get your shirt and medal for the Galloway half. So I said, I think I'll run that during the Reagan half. And what was strange is I hadn't even been paying attention to there being a race over on the Reagan Parkway, because I've only run over there a couple of times, and usually a 5 or 10K. And what's cool about that, the Reagan Parkway runs from Snellville into Lilburn. And I would say it might be, well, they used to run a marathon on it, and I don't think they had to run two loops of it. So it could be 13 miles long, or it could only be about 6.5. I'm not sure which, because I had never run the half on it before. But my buddy Joe told me about the race the day before it took place. And they had late registration at Academy Sports in Snellville till about 8 o'clock at night on Friday night. And he told me Friday. So I go over there about 7:30 in the evening, registered for the race, went home, told my wife I was going to run the race in the morning, and got all my paraphernalia ready because it was going to be cold that morning. So I got my tights out and my shirts and hats and put my number on my belt and all that stuff, you know. And got my shoes set up and my socks. So all I had to do in the morning was hop up, take a quick shower, because I like to take a shower in the morning, and take off. And the race was at 9, so didn't have to get up super early. So everything was great until about 2 in the morning, when my wife woke me up with excruciating pain in her chest that wasn't getting better. So I ended up taking her to the emergency room at Northside Hospital about 2:30. And we were there till a little after 6 in the morning before they admitted her. And they had done MRI and all that stuff, and said her gallbladder was messed up. It would probably have to come out. I went home to get some sleep when they got her situated in her hospital bed. And I just couldn't go to the race. I had been up all night, and I just was, I wasn't exhausted, but when you're a geezer, you know, you don't have the stamina for staying up all night like you did when you were a kid. So I tried to go to bed and get some sleep, which wasn't very successful. I managed. Then I went to see her that evening, and they were going to keep her, and I thought they were just going to operate on her then, but as it turned out, the next morning she called me, said be at the hospital about 10 o'clock, they were releasing her. And when I got there to pick her up, what they had done, she wasn't hurting anymore. They thought maybe she'd pass the gallstone, but a lot of cars on this road. They decided they would schedule her operation the next week. So that pretty much wiped out my Reagan run and Galloway virtual that weekend. And I thought I only had till March 1st to get that virtual half in. So I was gonna have to get it in by the 28th of February for it to count. The 28th was a Saturday morning. I may just turn this thing off and wait for the time when I get back in the neighborhood to start over, because there's too many cars and I can't take it. Okay. So I'll talk to you in a little bit. Okay, I'm back. I'm back on the campus of Parkview High School right now, back by the baseball diamonds. And it's much quieter back here. Had to tap my mic to make sure it was still going. Anyway, as I said at the start here, this was originally a 6-miler, and I went on to my Garmin Connect and changed it to a 7-miler and put it in my watch. Well, in order to get home, it's going to have to be a 7-miler. I got in 5 right now, and at Parkview is a little over 2 to get back to the house, so 7-miler it is. Oh, wanted to mention, first of the podcast, I was talking about my Ultra Olympus is hurting my big toe, I mean my little toe on my left foot. And then this morning, the shoestrings felt like they were cutting into the top of my foot. Well, all that's gone away. Everything's fine now. Foot's fine. Can even get my heart rate up to 124. But I'm just chugging along. Easy run walk. Using heart rate. Okay, where was I? Something about I didn't get to run the Reagan and get the 2 races in, so I was under pressure, I felt like, because I thought that I had to get my half marathon in before March 1st. And February 28th is on a Saturday. So I just put my shoes on and my shorts on. And it just so happened that it was around 50-something degrees. Fairly sunny. A little bit of breeze, but it was a comfortable, nice day. And I said, well, what I'm going to do is head out the door and I'm just going to run and see what happens. And I put my timer on, running 20 seconds, walking 15, and I took off. And I ran from my house down some of the roads headed towards. Of course, you're not from around here, so it doesn't make any difference. But I went out of my neighborhood, got on Cole Road, which is the road Parkview's on, headed towards the Lilburn Park, turned left onto Arcado, then turned right onto Arcado when it turns right, because if you go straight, it changes into Stone Mountain Lilburn Road. And ran over to Rockbridge Road, down the big hill at Rockbridge, the Greenway Trail goes underneath Rock Bridge Road, so it's got an intersection there where I got on the Greenway Trail and ran back towards Lilburn Park. So as it turns out, if I run through Lilburn Park on the Greenway Trail all the way to the end of the Greenway Trail, that's just a little over, it's about maybe 6.7 miles. So it worked out perfect for doing my half marathon. So I had an out and back half. And I took a water bottle. And I got some breeze blowing into me here. I hope it didn't too bad on the recording. And I took some Clif shot blocks. I think I had 5 of them. And 2 were like caffeine shot blocks. So at 3 miles, I ate 1 shot block, drank some water. And then when I got to 6 miles, I took 1 caffeine and 1 regular shot block and drank some water. And then at 9 miles, I took the other caffeine shot block and the regular one and drank some water. And I was fine the whole run. Felt good. Got it done. Decent training pace. I was running by myself. It's very hard to, you know, race. I did have my Garmin on virtual training partner and had it set for 1350 pace. I just wanted to stay ahead of 1350. And it turned out that back on Cole Road again, you can hear the cars. I think the problem is it's right around noontime on a Sunday morning. So there's a lot of people leaving church. Of course, it being noontime and people leaving church, you know they're not Baptists, right? Because Baptists, they'll preach until they get tired of preaching. Anyway, I had those shot blocks, ran my half marathon, averaged, I think it was a 13:36 for 13.1 miles, and got home. I felt good. Not bad at all. And so I got my Galloway Virtual 13.1 done, took a photograph of my Garmin, the results, and I also sent them a file just to be safe, because what you do is you email them your results, and I didn't know if they wanted a file, so I sent them a TCX file from my Garmin, and I also sent them a photograph of my watch face with the result on there. In about 3 or 4 days, I got my medal and I got my t-shirt and everything's cool. So as it turns out, by the end of February, I had done 3 real races, all of them road races, short road races, and a half marathon, virtual half marathon, which I'm hard pressed to call it a race, since I wasn't racing anybody and I only ran a training pace. But anyway, I felt good. And I've registered for a 5.4 mile trail race on the 14th of March, which is next weekend. So hopefully I'll make it through that race upright, you know. I've had some trail races when I spent some time on the dirt, so we'll see. I've run this course a couple of other times, so I'm familiar with it. So got a combination of dirt road, single track, a little bit of everything. And on the single track part, it's a lot of roots and rocks. It's something you run into in Georgia when you run on trails. It's, well, I made it back in the neighborhood, so now what do I hear? A chainsaw. No cars, but a chainsaw in the background. I guess I'll finish this recording up with these melodious sounds of the chainsaw in the background. So I'll see you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.